Good evening. Few things before we get started. An overview about this book that you see in the foyer. I've been speaking towards this book throughout the past week. And this book is written by this gentleman on the back cover. He's not a Seventh-day Adventist, and I know full well in the type of work that I do that I'm open to the criticism of Isaiah 8:20, if they speak not according to this word, there is no light in them. But in terms of the prophetic scenario, we also know, and we're going to touch on that in these meetings, that during the time period of the Sunday law, there's going to be people called out of Babylon that in some places Sister White calls them the 11th hour laborers. And one of the truths connected with the 1 hour laborers or the 11th hour laborers, the people that come out and stand with the faithful at the end, that were not in Adventism when the Sunday law issue hits. One prophetic truth about those people is that prior to the Sunday law, they would have had an experience with the Lord, and they would have been understanding some of the issues in order to be prepared to recognize what was going on for what it is and come out and stand. And the type of information that this person has put in this book, at least from my human perspective, makes me think that he has some of that insight. Now, he has the credentials, the worldly credentials, to justify him writing a book about this. He's got credentials in political science, in philosophy, economics. He's worked for some of the major political figures in Washington, D.C., and he's taught at the university level and on and on and on. So he has the credentials. And we're selling this book in the back for £12, and it comes with two audio tapes, because about 4 weeks ago, just before I came here, I went and interviewed him. He agreed to an interview. In the interview, I try to go through the book chapter by chapter, but we get sidetracked a great deal, so there's other information outside the scope of this book. This book is not an easy read. And by that I mean is that he uses some concepts that are not just simply understood. But here's the point of the book, one of the points. The name is Ecclesiastical Megalomania. Megalomania is the medical term for a person that is in a mental hospital that thinks they're Napoleon Bonaparte or thinks they're Jesus Christ. That's the term you put on them. And ecclesiastical, referring to the church, basically this title is identifying the papacy from that point of view. A church that believes that it's God on earth. That's what ecclesiastical megalomania is all about. But the subtitle is,